This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Infowars.com. Listening to the Alex Jones Show.
The war was lost. The treaty signed. A was not cut across the line. I was not caught.
Well, President Trump is breaking the globalist treaty with the megabanks and pulling the U.S. out of this globalist system. That's why all hell's breaking loose. There's DrudgeReport.com. Two of those top links are Infowars.com reports by Paul Joseph Watson. Sheriff, did shooter get radicalized? And then what he says is we're now having to look at that, which means they have materials showing that they have to investigate that, and that's what the hostage rescue team sources that I can tell you are directly with the hostage rescue team. I know. I can't believe we have sources that good. We do. Because we're crazy enough to tell you the truth here. Other folks are scared. I'm not bragging because I'm in this to win. I want people to understand. This is like getting shot out of a cannon or Evel Knievel stuff at this point. Okay? And I'm not jumping over buses here to act tough or get money. I'm doing this because you get into this fight slow. And before you know it, you'll give anything to win because you know that the globalists are pure evil. But listeners need to know, I mean, the stuff going on right now is fantastical, okay? The Democrats have openly called for a civil war in October, November, openly told their people to go out and kill Congress, kill white people, kill, kill, kill. Michelle Obama piled on and said this is all happening because white people are bad. That clip's coming up. I mean, we've reached next level cuckoo land. In fact, let's play her in a second. But right now, here's the sheriff saying we're having to look at radicalization and if other arrests are going to have to be made because of the material. And that's what was in the hotel room, folks. He's attacking a country music deal of Trump supporters. Democrats everywhere celebrated Sunday and Monday. Then they turn around and say, oh, well, you deserve to get killed because you own guns, but turn all your guns in now. They can't even discipline themselves enough to actually act like they care about the victims. They're as happy as a pig in mud or as a fly on Michelle Obama or Hillary. So here is the sheriff.
I don't know if we have possible future prosecution. You heard me say that we're comfortable that we have the suspect in custody, but something more may come of that investigation. And I want to understand the motivation that you describe, okay, to prevent any future incidents. And, you know, did this person get radicalized unbeknownst to us? And we want to identify that source.
I have a stack of news here with the white people are evil. And it's mainly usually out of white folks' mouth because they want to prove how good they are and how hateful they are and how sick they are and how historically ignorant they are. Deli owner glad a white man shot white people, not terror, but community outreach. This is out of Twitter. And, of course, there's just thousands of these. So as I heard it was a country music, I felt relief. White people shooting white people isn't terror. It's community outreach. Really, white people are the second rarest group to shoot folks in the United States, according to FBI statistics. You know, the number one rarest group, they're also the richest people, on average, Asians. It's like white folks are like number 9 or number 10, depending on the year, of richest or average middle class, and wealth being the highest. It's just like test scores. It's the Asians up there on the stereotype, well-behaved, hardworking, smart, judicious, eat your lunch. And they're not shooting each other unless it's a few gangs, occasionally. And that's usually done very quietly in some warehouse where they chop you up and you're fed to the fishes. But, again, just more bull. Oh, you white people are, I saw that spaghetti western where Clint Eastwood was shooting a bunch of people. Yeah, that's the white people. They're all out there riding their horses to the country music thing and all shooting each other. It's the opposite. You don't have folks stealing people's wallets. You don't have people getting in fights hardly. But, again, we're told white people are inherently evil. That's the attitude. And then I've got Michelle Obama. Michelle Obama right here. We'll get to this coming up. We have a surprise guest on the other side of this break. Oh, acid attacks are way up in Europe. So they're calling for a ban on acid, like trying to ban guns. That's coming up. Guys, I had my Michelle Obama clip in here, but I can't find it. You guys give me the article about her. Oh, there it is. It's Michelle Obama. People don't trust politics because it's all white, all men. I mean, what a racist curmudgeon.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure, deep-earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Coming to you from the former United States of America, from deep in the heart of Texas, it's Alex Jones.
Got a call about 15 minutes ago from Ted Nugent saying he wanted to pop in at about 6 after this hour, so we're waiting for his call. He wants to say some things about the situation. I've told him anytime he wants to come on, he's welcome. So I really wanted to get him on about the whole NFL thing and some of the other big issues. The Puerto Rico lie, but obviously he's going to want to talk about this tragic event, 59 people dead, 500-plus wounded. And the whole official story has disintegrated. The sheriff has come out and said, we're having to look at radicalization. We're following leads on that because there's some evidence to that. I mean, when they say we're having to look at radicalization right now, that's what they did day three of San Bernardino, was they said, we're looking into radicalization. Sure, they both had Middle Eastern names, but okay, they'd been going to the Middle East, and okay, they were wearing full body armor and screaming Allah Akbar, and turns out that the FBI had known about it for 2 years, but was ordered to stand down by Obama. So they have this history, the Pulse nightclub, Major Hassan at Fort Hood. Almost 4 years after that happened, they admitted it was a terror attack. He worked for Al-Qaeda. He pledged allegiance to them. So it is simply mind-boggling and amazing to sit there and to understand that they have a history of covering up Islamic attacks or radical leftist attacks while the leftists are all over the news saying, go out and kill white people, go out and kill Trump supporters, go out and kill Trump. It's just everywhere. It's ubiquitous. It's like sunshine or oxygen. It's an ocean of threats and violence and hatred. Where if I walk down the streets in so-called liberal cities, they come screaming Nazi, pouring hot coffee on me. And gibbering obscenities. And it's a bunch of white folks trying to prove to other white folks that they really hate white people and they're not with the white folks because they're so uncomfortable, I guess, racist around people that aren't white. They've got a virtue signal to them that they're like them, that they're their friends, until it makes everybody totally uncomfortable. And they turn into complete mental patients. So they got a big problem. They're the ones who are used to control the narrative in the media. They don't anymore. They're totally distrusted. They're totally disdained. They're calling for all this violence. Then a guy targets a mainly white country music venue. The Democrats celebrate. High-level officials at CBS News, Democrat strategists, Twitter, saying they deserve it. They're white. They're conservative. They're Trump supporters. Good. But then simultaneously, oh, look, they're victims. Turn your guns in. While simultaneously saying, well, but they are gun owners, a lot of them, so they deserve it. Maybe you'll grow up now. Talk about perching on victims. Talk about using a crisis. Talk about being insensitive and evil. But they're the ones that have been radicalizing. They're the ones that have been pushing it. They're the ones that have been hammering this over and over and over and over, trying to get a civil war going. They said would start in October or in November. So here are the headlines on DrudgeReport.com, NewsWars.com, and InfoWars.com right now. Breaking. Sheriff, Las Vegas shooter could have been radicalized. They're looking into evidence of that right now. Forensic psychiatrist says gunman may have been deliberately targeting conservatives, and then walks through how much it's like the Scalise attack and meant to overthrow the government. Meant to have special elections. Colonel Schaefer, gunman deliberately targeted country music concert to kill Trump supporters. And again, how CNN, MSNBC, and others are creating the radicalized, conditioned climate to do so. Receipt shows Paddock had another guest in his room before shooting. Our sources have now confirmed that it is a real receipt. It is from folks inside the hotel. And indeed, he did check in at least a day before they claimed he had. 5 days he was there and didn't get caught. Give me a break. Again, most mass shootings linked to SSRIs and other drugs, but MSM ignores that. That's from us on Monday, Kit Daniels. Now today we learn he was on medication for mental problems, and it says on the insert it can cause you to have psychotic breaks and go out and kill people. Again, we said look for radicalization, that the HRT had given us the info. Last night the sheriff confirms they have found evidence of that. That's when the sheriff comes out and says, we now are looking at radicalization. They did that day 3 of San Bernardino as well. The next day we learned they were jihadis and that Obama had ordered a cover-up. But the cover-up didn't last. Look at the target. Look at the venue. That's the motive. That's what Colonel Schaefer has said. That's what top government psychiatrists have said. That's what all the evidence shows. It's right in front of you. Joining us is the Motor City Madman himself, the Omnibudsman of the Second Amendment. And that, of course, is Ted Nugent of TedNugent.com. I wish I could have you here on better times, but thank you for joining us to give your knowledge and your important input into what we're facing. But undoubtedly, Ted, we are seeing a full-out war declared on the Second Amendment. They're going for broke, Ted.
Yeah, it's true, Alex. Thanks for having me on. I agree. I wish it could be under more pleasant circumstances because it is a wonderful time of year. I'm spending time with great families around the hunting campfires here in the swamps of Michigan. I just got back from Okinawa, spending a week with the incredible U.S. Marine Corps warriors. So my spirit is on high right now, but it's also shattered because of this tragic, demonic, violent assault and massacre in Las Vegas. So I'm sure you have expressed that good people are looking at all the unlimited good that overwhelmed the bad and ugly and evil, and that is American citizens and first responders and the cops and the military. But just you and me, working hard, playing hard, regular old citizen Americans who became warriors and really saved lives and mitigated what could have been much, much worse because of the lessons we learned from Columbine and the heroes of law enforcement, first responders, even the trained security at the Mandalay Bay there. And they went up there immediately to confront, not regroup, not organize, not spend time and try to determine what's going on. They saw what was going on. They interdicted the conditions, and they saved many, many lives. So, yes, there is an assault on the Second Amendment, but I got to tell you, Alex, I'm not out here alone, not just the great men and women of the National Rifle Association, but good people. I'm watching Tucker Carlson and Greg Gutfeld and Newt Gingrich and a crime specialist from Australia completely destroying the lies and the fantasy of those that believe another gun law could have stopped this or any of the other mass shootings or any crime. If you can't keep real Kalashnikov machine guns out of people's hands in Paris, France, then obviously people with any intellect and common sense whatsoever will realize that there's nothing you can write on paper and turn into a law or a regulation that would have stopped any of the mass shootings, because evil is as evil does. But we, the citizens of America, will not let our Second Amendment rights, our God-given, constitutionally guaranteed right to keep and bear arms, we will not let it be infringed any any further, and we're making a stand right here and right now.
We're going to break here in just a moment, so please stay with us. Again, Ted Nugent's our guest, but just briefly, have you seen the information coming out? They're looking at radicalization. Our FBI sources told us Monday, and it's now being confirmed, that there was Antifa and pro-Islamic garbage in there, and his live-in, I guess, common-law wife was traveling to Dubai and other areas. He was wiring money all over to Islamic countries. This looks really bad.
Nothing would surprise me at this time. I believe that the law enforcement heroes of the Las Vegas jurisdiction are literally doing the greatest job I may have ever witnessed in not only stopping the shooting, but also the investigation. But you're right, Alex, we have to be suspicious. Our founding fathers and all citizens of America who knows that this is a sacred experiment in self-government, we must always be suspicious. We must always question the information that we're given. And that's why I salute you, because you are an ass-kicking, we the people, Concord Bridge American patriot who asks questions. We need to demand honesty and transparency, and by shining light on cockroaches and constantly questioning
we're doing
the information
it. Ted Nugent,
we're given.
Gotta go to break. Stay right there.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available. Comfortable interiors and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
A big part of having shackles on us, ladies and gentlemen, is having our guns taken away. And the exciting part about it is the leftists admit that all over the country they're losing and people are becoming pro-gun. But there's a scary side to that. Talking to some of the gun ranges I go to, they say the biggest new group they see are liberals, but that they're not there being converted to the Second Amendment. They believe they're preparing for civil war with us. So there's a total paradox here, and then they won't stand for a moment of silence. They won't put their hand over their heart for the American flag. Michelle Obama says the problem with America is there's so many white people in government. They're just pushing classical racism. It's so sick. And we have Democrats everywhere calling for revolution. And so many Democrats, vice presidents of CBS, you name it, saying the folks that died in Vegas deserved to die because they were white Republicans. It's like the nastiest, craziest, weirdest people, and they're almost all white people, domesticated, weird, white executives. And I don't know, it's like mass mental illness that Ted Nugent's been talking about forever. TedNugent.com. He joins us from Michigan. Ted, you've got the floor here in this segment, the next. I mean, talking about the mental illness of these people, they have no decency. What's going on?
Well, you know, thanks for the opportunity. I'm not just speaking on behalf of myself as an individual or just my family. I get to spend a lot of intimate time with great, great American families, especially this time of year, Alex. It's the hunting season, which is the ultimate conservation and environmental benefit that you can perform for the good Mother Earth, and that's to hunt, fish, and trap and harvest the surplus and give thanks. So my point is that the people I communicate with around a campfire literally every day, September, October, November, December, January, all, you know, mostly in Michigan and Texas, but also up in Ontario, out in California, hunting camps all around, these people unload. They unleash. They're uninhibited around a campfire. And so when I speak, Alex, it's not just my point of view. It's the living, breathing pulse of good Americans that are in the asset column. And we know that when the left movement is based on the hands-up, don't-shoot lie, they know it's a lie, but they maniacally cling to it for an agenda that is against freedom, against America, against rugged individualism. When you have a leftist movement that's based on the Black Lives Matter, but they don't give a rat's ass about the death orgy in Chicago every day, you know that it's not just disingenuous, it's soulless. These people have no soul. Like you mentioned, it's worth repeating. You have a CBS executive that was educated, actually brainwashed by the American anti-education system, who literally spews the filth, the rot, the hate, the demonicity that the victims in Las Vegas deserved it because country fans are Republicans and Trump supporters. Alex, you couldn't write a script that's the sequel to Planet of the Apes, Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, Clockwork Dayglow, Mad Magazine Hell, the Twilight Zone, and come up with more absurd, offensive.
And they're getting crazier, Ted. That's the thing, as I'm watching them. When do we hit peak craziness? Because it seems like I keep thinking we've hit peak craziness, and it just gets even more crazy.
Well, you know, in reference to, in responding to your point about the left literally squalling about a revolution, and they're going to gun ranges, and they're arming up. campfires with the right, the conservatives, the Republicans, the good people of this country will never start a revolution. It will have to come from the hate mongers in Antifa and the liberals and the Democrats and the Black Lives Matter terrorists and the hands up don't shoot liars. If that's where it comes from, and Alex, I don't believe it will, because they have big mouths, they have no heart, they have no soul, and they're consumed with hate. I don't think they have the courage to really fight, truly fight, and put themselves in harm's way for the lie that they live every day. So I believe that the Republicans, the conservatives, we the people in the asset column of America, we already have a revolution going, and we got Donald Trump going. It is a we the people voting revolution, where the apathy is slowly being discarded, and we're taking on our responsibility.
And Ted, I totally agree with you, because we're winning the information war. We're winning with Americana,
sure,
with success, with excellence. It's spreading like wildfire. So the insanity is their political death throes. So who shoots first loses. And so, yes, but if they do start a physical war, I think you were about to say, we're not going to start it, but we're going to finish it.
Well, you know, hanging out with the Marines like I did last week in Okinawa, one of the Marines' battle cries is that they'll never leave a brother behind, and that the Marines are the greatest friends you can have and the worst enemies you can have, and that they will take on any challenge and finish it. And that's the kind of people I hang out with. And if there is a revolution, can you imagine the stoned hippie punks in Antifa taking on country fans or rock and roll fans, the conservatives, the hunters, the shooters, the competitors? They're the gun nuts. Can you imagine the quick end that would come to that confrontation?
Well, that's what's crazy. They admit they're trying to intimidate us, and they take our kindness for weakness and our restraint for weakness, but we're just getting more politically involved as they get more violent and beating them, and it's exposing them, and even Pelosi has to admit they're a terror group, and now they're being listed as a terror group. We're cleaning their clocks. That's why it's so important we continue to be peaceful and hold our fire, even as it comes out that this guy was connected to Antifa and Islamicist, and it's a horrible thing they did, but we're winning, and so it's key to stay nonviolent offensively. Yes, we should defend ourselves like the HRT and the police did when they killed this guy.
Absolutely. And the most important thing I can say, and this cannot be overstated, an American who believes in peace and security and freedom has got to be a member of the National Rifle Association. That is the force of we the people. Remember, the National Rifle Association is simply a family grassroots organization that will not allow our Second Amendment rights to be infringed. That's all the NRA is. It's we the people. It's good citizens of this country.
And the globalists know it. That's why Hillary, that's why Colbert, that's why all the usual Obermann said, quote, that the NRA is a terror organization that needs to be outlawed. So they're saying gun owners are terrorists now.
Well, my response to the late-night so-called comedians that aren't funny at all, they say we have to do something. We just have to do something. They throw their hands up and they say, we have to do something. Well, Alex, you know, throwing a cinder block to a drowning child is something.
Yes.
But it's the wrong thing. We don't need to do something. We need to do the right thing.
Well, look, Jimmy Kimmel has 5 to 7 bodyguards with guns at all times. It's on video. But he says some poor, you know, sheet worker, a metal worker, can't have a shotgun to protect. Right there, one more segment with Ted Nugent straight ahead. We're going to talk about the revolution to restore the republic and what the panic left will do next to try to stop us. But we got him in a stranglehold. Know that for sure. We'll be back.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled M-A-G-miracle.com.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Former United States of America, from deep in the heart of Texas, it's Alex Jones.
Yeah, that's a liner from about 6 years ago, basically pointing out that Obama was destroying America and turning it into like a world government, UN, globalist hellhole. But now, that intro is almost obsolete. Not the great stranglehold with the great Ted Nugent bringing us in, but the fact that we're in FEMA Region 6 under global control. We're out of the TPP. Our borders are getting secured. We're trying to take care of our military. The stock market's up. We've got a 3% growth rate going on that they said Trump could never do. And that's with only a little bit of the Make America Great Again agenda in place. Then they tried to claim he didn't respond well to Puerto Rico when the Democrats got caught ordering a stand down by the unions. I mean, again, the level of their evil is only outmatched by their arrogance and the fact that they think they're invincible. What's wrong with these punks, Ted Nugent?
Well, you know, you say the former United States of America. I hear from my my buddies in New York, New Jersey, Maryland, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, Delaware, Illinois, California, those states that I just mentioned, Alex, it is not America anymore. They have no Second Amendment. They can't keep or bear squat. And I got to tell you, they're heartbroken. People are leaving California and Illinois by the droves because they're looking for freedom. They're looking for the Founding Fathers' vision of we the people. And I got to tell you, in my travels, thank God, the curse, the self-inflicted scourge of apathy is being whittled away. And by electing Donald Trump in otherwise known as reliably blue states of Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, for example, the prognosis is quite good, actually. Following 8 years of anti-Americanism and the Benghazi and the lies and the deceit and the gun-running, fast and furious murder of American citizens and Border Patrol agents by our own government, it really is heartbreaking and catastrophic. But again, I really have faith in my fellow Americans. The spirit and the indefatigable energy that we the people are now once again displaying, and again, it manifests itself in voting for Donald Trump because he's an outsider, he's a status quo crusher, and all things status quo have to be crushed now. That's why I admire what you do, Alex Jones, is you crush the status quo and you spotlight cockroaches and you ask questions, and we're demanding constitutional accountability from our elected employees. So the swamp hasn't been drained. It's a murk fest out there, but certainly the prognosis is better than you and I have witnessed in the last 8 years.
Well, we also had these Democrats, as you mentioned earlier off air to me, that refused to stand for the moment of silence and said it was wrong. And then you have the NFL trying to bully Trump into saying, you know, that it's okay to not stand for the Pledge of Allegiance or put your hand over your heart. Now the NFL's had to back down. The NBA has. They're finding out the true power of America. Trump said it's not appropriate. It's disrespectful to our veterans and our country to do that. And they said, no, you're disrespecting the NFL. That was the head of the NFL. He had to back down pretty quick. But again, we're winning, but the arrogance of these people is frightening.
Well, remember, it was the NFL, too, that literally continued the lie of hands up, don't shoot. There hasn't been any hands up, don't shoot. Never happened. It's a lie. And these goofballs, these uneducated, spoiled, overpaid brats, obviously the concussions are already happening at a fast rate because you have to have a concussion. Your brain has to be wounded and bloodshot to perpetrate and continue the lie of hands up, don't shoot. And these clowns came out in the field with their hands up, don't shoot lie going on. So when you've got that level of ignorance, and you know, there's a difference between ignorance and stupidity. When I go to the Indianapolis 500, I'm ignorant about how to tune a Cogsworth engine because I don't know that much about the mechanics of Indy race engines. I'm ignorant about it. But what's stupid is to protect that ignorance and not allow information to come in so that you're not ignorant anymore. These people like their ignorance. They fantasize about their ignorance. Ignorance is about feeling good instead of doing good. And the NFL dirtbags manifest that.
You're right. They wear their ignorance like a cloak of invincibility.
It's unbelievable. Antifa. I mean, they're supposed to be anti-fascist, and I got a couple things I got to share with you. So you're anti-fascist, so you use fascist techniques. You're occupying Wall Street, but you got to your protest by using Wall Street transportation, wearing Wall Street clothes, eating Wall Street food, and using Wall Street handheld devices.
Yes.
Which you're going to protest Wall Street. I mean, this is planet. These people have to be on acid. Do they put LSD on their Cheerios? You have to be brain dead and protect that stupidity to a maniacal degree to not know that you're protesting the system by which you have life.
Wow, Ted Nugent is on fire. You're a smart guy, family guy, successful in business, not just one of the top guitarists out there in history. But as libertarians, as conservatives, as patriots, as Americana, we need to look into the future. They've only gotten more radical. They've only gotten more crazy. They've been calling for an October, November surprise. All the experts are saying this guy is the same cutout as the loon that went and shot Scalise and others who wanted a special election. He wanted to kill 15 members of Congress at least. And that even came out on Fox yesterday. So Scalise has come out and said he believes more in the Second Amendment now than ever because it was guns that helped saving. But they're going to double down. They're going to get violent. And they're going to intensify. I agree, most of them are wimps, but enough of them are crazy. In your gut, I agree we're going to win, but what do we need to do to win politically and B, intellectually? And just in your gut, you know, as a smart guy, what do you think these snakes are going to do next?
Well, thank God for social media. It can be a pain in the ass, but it can also be a huge benefit to meaningful communication. If you go to my Facebook, Alex, you'll see tens of millions of people. Facebook hippies claim I only have 3.5 million, but I recently had over 12 million responses to one of my posts. So if you go to my Ted Nugent Facebook, you'll see that millions and millions of people share the common sense, the logic, the goodwill, the decency, the self-evident truth that Alex Jones and Ted Nugent live by, that quality of life is determined by. But then you'll get the occasional leftist, liberal, dope-smoking maniac who wants to kill my wife because we eat pheasant. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. And I've got to also allude to what you brought up about Scalise, talking about a great spokesman for our Second Amendment self-evident truths. Here's a guy who was gunned down by an Illinois resident who had a firearms owner ID card in his pocket, because Illinois back in the 70s passed a law that you had to go through some government scrutiny in Illinois to buy 22 ammo or to buy a rifle or a pistol or a shotgun, even just for weekend recreational hunting activities. The guy that gunned down Scalise passed all the strictest gun control regulations in Illinois and had an Illinois firearms owner ID card in his pocket, and God knows that made the world safer. The left are out of their minds. Watch Nancy Pelosi try to form a syllable. Watch Maxine Waters try to stumble onto a cognitive thought. And you look at your Democrat friends and you go, are you with these
people? I don't have Democrat friends anymore. I don't have them because they're so crazy.
I don't have any. You know, when I walk down the street, when I go to the feed mill or the hardware store, when I take Mrs. Nugent out for some sushi, hippies part like the Red Sea before Moses. They scramble for cover.
They do.
It's so beautiful, I can hardly stand myself.
It is a pleasure. And then the good people of every race, color, and creed, all our folks are just red-blooded, strong, have a gleam in their eye, be they black, white, it doesn't matter. And you look at liberals, they literally look like they've never been out of the house in 100 years, like they got run over by a car. I mean, I'm sorry, they're just mentally ill, like you said, and we've just got to protect ourselves from them and just try to move forward and keep making America great again, and we're doing it. We've turned the tide, TedNugent.com. We got to pray for all those families and all those victims, but they will not be sacrificed on the altar of globalism to disarm America. They'll only make us stronger. And so that's my final point on that. Ted Nugent, thank you so much for joining us. Final comment.
Thank you, Alex. And I look forward to seeing everybody at my Facebook page. And we will celebrate the National Rifle Association as we the people who keep and bear arms.
All right, Uncle Ted, let me say bye to you during the break. Thanks for giving us so much time. We got big breaking news on the Las Vegas attacks and more on the other side with investigative journalist Laura Loomer. She's got contacts inside the hotel. Stay with us. That was Ted Nugent. Stay with us.
If you have unpaid tax debt to the IRS that you can't pay, please hear this special notice. Specially approved IRS relief programs designed to aid delinquent taxpayers are now in effect that can significantly improve your financial situation. Depending on your circumstances, you may qualify to have your tax problem resolved in your favor and may even have your back taxes reduced by thousands or eliminated entirely. A relief hotline has been established by Community Tax for you to call and see if you qualify at 800-908-4755. If you owe the IRS back taxes that you can't afford to pay, don't let the IRS trick you into thinking you have no way out. Our highly accredited tax professionals will let you know what you qualify for and how much you can save. We may be able to stop all liens, garnishments, levies, and save you thousands. Call and see if you qualify for this taxpayer relief at 800-908-4758. 800-908-4758. That's 800-908-4758. Community Tax. Who's your tax guy?
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled magmiracle.com.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
I'll say it.
From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
This is the defense of the Republic. It's the real deal. We're doing it. The enemy's engaging us. Everybody needs to be packing, like I told you on Friday and on Sunday. Get ready. Democrats are going to be killing people, a lot of folks. And obviously, just like you don't see conservatives going out and doing mass shootings, they don't want to blame the Second Amendment. They don't want to go out and kill people. It's almost always drughead Democrats, devil worshippers, you name it. That's their M.O. The Democrats know when they mass kill now, they know to not say they're Democrat operatives. They just want to use that to get the Second Amendment and get a civil war going. But he had Antifa material inside. The sheriff's now coming out saying they're investigating that, which means they found evidence. Just like I told you, that's huge. Laura Loomer's going to be riding shotgun with us 30 minutes to the next hour with Craig Sawyer, former SEAL team leader. I'm not going to get into what SEAL team he was with because he doesn't want us to. But you say he's an elite operator and he's a weapons expert. He's got a lot to say about the firearms, the concussion, were there multiple guns? A lot of other sources say clearly there are other well-known operators and also folks that are under the radar. That's all coming up. But we got big developments here, obviously. But Laura Loomer has been working her Twitter to great extent as an investigative journalist and she's been talking to hotel staff, getting information that nobody else has had. Trump is now arriving in Las Vegas. We'll show you some footage of that as it happens right now over me while I talk. For radio listeners, obviously there's no point in showing you visuals, but it'll be for the TV viewers. So there is the door of Air Force One open. Trump is a hands-on, can-do guy. He's there exposing the fact that they had a stand-down, the Democrats did, and the unions had a stand-down, the Teamsters in Puerto Rico. He's trying to get their $70-plus billion debt forgiven and restructured and actually trying to just fix the whole protectorate instead of just throwing some Band-Aids on it. The Democrats are just melting down in hatred as Puerto Ricans just absolutely fall into his arms, knowing Trump will deliver if they just actually become free market and get the vampire Democrats off their necks. And Millie Weaver's joining us at the bottom of the next hour. She's doing parallel investigations and has collated a lot of amazing information at the bottom of the hour. She'll be joining us in studio. Before we go any further, just briefly, we need to fund our operation. And I'm so on top of covering this, I've not been plugging. So when you hear us plug, please take special note that we're under globalist attack. We're the tip of the spear. And we've got great products. It's a symbiotic relationship. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. I had thought we could keep this selling for another week or so. It's about to sell out. People have really taken advantage of it. 50% off. That's going to end today. Brain Force Plus is 50% off. That just started 2 days ago. That can go for another week, maybe. But at that price, it really is 50% off that great nootropic. If you haven't tried it yet, you really should. Now 20% more in each bottle. You can sign up for auto ship and an additional 10% off. That makes it a loss leader. All orders of $50 or more are free shipping. So free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. Secret 12, 40% off. Highest quality methylcobalamin and vitamin B12. Rated by third-party rating agencies as the very best vitamin B12 sold on the open market. BuzzFeed got pretty freaked out when they had it tested, and they found that. But Alexa Pure Breeze, Air Purifier, 20% off. Ari, the very low price for limited time. Oxy Powder, 25% off. Caveman with the turmeric and the chaga and the bee pollen and so much more, the alfalfa powder. Just talk about energy. Talk about stamina. Talk about good for your bones, good for your joints, the power is in the bones, and the ancients knew that. This is the ultimate bone broth formula. It's 50% off, and that's got to end in the next few days as well. InfoWarsLive.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. Yeah, I want to thank you all for your financial support, but what I really need is prayers for myself, for my wife, and for my children, and for the crew, and for InfoWars, and for our affiliates, and for all of you as well, together, that truth and justice continue to come out. But make no mistake, the globalist forces that control the Democratic Party and the Republican leadership are launching an attempt at a civil war in America. We have the sources. This guy was connected to Antifa and connected to Islamicists. That's now emerging. So bombshell events. We have Colonel Schaefer of Army and the CIA high level saying his intel is exactly the same. And we have high-level government psychiatrists saying the same thing. That's all up on InfoWars.com. DrudgeReport.com has his top linked right now with the fact that he was on drugs, like we predicted he would be, psychotropic-style antipsychotic drugs that can make you black out. He was also, of course, got a prescription the day before, refilled it. We also know that, again, they're investigating connections to radical groups, and we know he had room service for two and so much more. A lot of that's exclusive from Laura Loomer in our article linked up in Drudge. So true investigative journalism from Laura Loomer. Laura, tell us the latest in your investigative journalism from your sources that you've gleaned.
Yeah, hi, Alex. So early this morning, I have not slept. I was up all night gathering information regarding these receipts. There's a Hispanic room service employee at the Mandalay Hotel who made a Facebook post in which he, as you can see on the screen right there, he showed pictures of the receipts from Stephen Paddock's room. And as you can see from the receipt, it says in-room dining MB. So it's IRDMB, and then it's 32135, which stands for room 135 on the 32nd floor. And it says that he had two guests. So this goes against everything that the FBI and the Las Vegas Police Department has been reporting to the American people and the public, in which they said that he was alone in his room and didn't have a guest. And then they also told us that he checked in on the 28th. But if you look at the date on the receipt, it says the 27th. And my sources, a source who has access to the book, booking information, an employee at the Mandalay Resort Hotel.
You had already said this yesterday on my show and published it before this even came out.
Yes, that the shooter checked into the hotel on the 25th. So I don't know why. I mean, there's obviously a cover-up going on here. The FBI.
And now we know why there's Hispanic folks that were probably working in the hotel warning people, saying, get out of here, you're about to die, because the hotel had to know he's there with 5 days, 22 guns, right, all the ammo, two rooms, cameras outside the room. I mean, security'd be there in 5 minutes.
Right. And so, you know, I've been trying to tell people over the past 24 hours that the shooter has been inside that suite since the 25th of September. But for some reason, the FBI and the Las Vegas Police Department has been lying and deceiving the American public. Why don't they want us to know that he checked in 3 days earlier? Why? It's mind blowing. And they were caught in their own tracks lying. I mean, receipts do not lie. There's a timestamp. And it says two guests with the room number and the floor of the hotel, and they're caught lying. So they
and just like 9/11, they had Muslims running around New York. It was in major newspapers saying those towers won't be there on the 11th. There, right, there are people that knew here because he was preparing with a huge arsenal for 5 days. Well, thank God that the Hispanic workers were running around warning everyone, and now they're posting stuff, receipts.
Yeah, no, exactly. And he posted it in Spanish. If you look at my original tweet, and the picture that Paul Joseph Watson posted, it's in Spanish. And I speak Spanish, so I translated it. And it says, it goes along the line.
But you had the hotel worker that ran the data. We've had folks inside of that before as well. This is real investigative journalism. You were already reporting this before the receipt surfaced. This is incredible.
Yeah, but my reporting suggests it's even 2 days earlier than the receipts. The receipts are saying the 27th, but my intel and my sources who work at the Mandalay Resort are saying the 25th. And I'm just saying, stay tuned for today's presser, because Donald Trump, you know, he had a very dismal tone this morning when he was speaking to the media and said there's more information that's coming out and we've learned a lot and it's a very sad day for me. And I have a feeling that a lot of the information that I've been reporting and that you've been reporting here at InfoWars is going to be confirmed. And, you know, we're going to be vindicated today by the president and by this presser, because they can't lie any longer. And I'm also being told that, you know, other sources have confirmed my date of September 25th.
Wow, this is so dangerous. I just want people to know this is the real deal we're involved in. The hostage rescue team was so concerned, they let us know within hours that, no, Alex, this is bull. There's Antifa stuff inside. There's more.
Yeah.
Her going to Islamic countries, that came out later. This is a huge cover-up, Laura.
And also, too, I don't know if people caught this, but the Las Vegas Police Department, they said originally that she was in Tokyo after it was reported that she was in the Philippines. And then the reports are coming in this morning that she landed around midnight from the Philippines. So why are they telling us that she's in Tokyo when she was actually in the Philippines, which is being ravaged by ISIS? And then the sister of Mary Lou Delaney, or whatever her name is, she came on today and she said, oh, Stephen Paddock had her sent away so that she wouldn't interfere with what he was planning.
That's right. It's all coming together, and all this money, millions of dollars. Is he an Antifa globalist cutout? Was he Apache who was set up? It's all coming up with Laura Loomer, former CEO.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life.